Today's Amud is Yivamis Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Vav Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, if you have a Bas Yisrael, Shanisei Sakayin. So some of this is really Chazara from Halachis that we've had earlier. If you have a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin, so even though before she was married, of course she was not able to eat Truma, she's a Bas Yisrael. However, once she marries a Kayin, so Toicha B'Truma, so now she's allowed to eat Truma because she's Kinyan Kaspa of the Kayin. Maize, if let's say the Kayin dies, and she has a child through this husband of hers through the Kayin, so she has a child who's a Kayin, so then Taicha B'Truma, she could eat Truma, she could continue eating Truma, Machmas her son, if they didn't have any children together and her husband dies, so then she goes back to her father and she's not able to eat Truma. However, if they have a son together, so then she could eat Truma, she could continue eating Truma, Machmas the son. Nisei Slalevi, so this is not a new case, this is actually a continuation of the story. This lady, this Bas Yisrael who is married to the Kayin, she had a child with the Kayin, so she's eating Truma. She then goes, the second marriage, and she goes ahead, and she marries a Levi. So now that she's married to a Levi, so Taicha B'Maiser, she's only allowed to eat Maiser, meaning she's not allowed to eat Truma. Now, even though she has a son from a Kayin, she was married to a Kayin, now that she's married to a Levi, so that takes away her ability to eat Truma, but she could eat Maiser, because she's married to a Levi. Meisulah Menu Ben Taicha B'Maiser. If the Levi dies and she has a child from the Levi, so now still she only eats Maiser, she does not eat Truma. Now she has two sons, she has a son from the Kayin, she has a son from the Levi. The halacha is that she only eats Maiser, she does not eat Truma. If the story continues and Nisei's Yisrael, leaving out the halachas of Katlanis, she goes ahead and she marries now a Yisrael. So now, so then that takes away her ability to eat Truma for sure. She wasn't eating Truma even before she married the Yisrael at this point. And she's also now not allowed to eat Maiser. That takes away her ability, even though she has a son from the Levi. The fact that now she's married to Yisrael, that takes away her ability to eat Maiser. If her husband, the Yisrael, dies, but she had a son together with this husband, with the Yisrael, so still, that also prevents her, the child that she has with the Yisrael, that prevents her from eating Truma and Maiser. Meis v'nam Yisrael, if them, now we're going to work backwards, now the son that she had from the Yisrael then dies, so now she's left with just the son from the Kayin and the Levi, so now that the son from the Yisrael died, that severs her relationship from that Yisrael completely, and now in Mela she goes back to Taicha b'Maiser, she can eat Maiser again. Meis v'nam Levi, and if that son from the Levi dies, so now all she has left is the son from the Kayin, so now all ties are severed except for her ties to her original Kayin husband. So now Saicha B'Truma, now she's even able to go back and eat Truma. A fascinating case that this allows her to then go back and eat Truma, even though she had to stop because she had children from a Levi, children from a Yisrael. Now that all those children are gone, now all she has is a child from the Kayin, now she goes back to eating Truma. And the Gemara, the beginning of the Gemara already, is going to discuss what the makar for this halacha is, that in such a case a lady could go back to eating Truma. Says the Gemara, if the son from the Kayin dies, so now she has no children from any of her husbands, so the ties with all of her previous husbands were severed, and she's a Bas Yisrael, so she's back to being a regular Yisraelis, and she's not allowed to eat Truma or Maiser. Says the Mishnah now, another case. Bas Kayin, Shenises Yisrael. So here's almost the exact same idea, just in the reverse. So you have a Bas Kayin now, who marries Yisrael. So before she was married, she's a Bas Kayin, she was eating Truma from her father's house. Now she marries Yisrael, she's not allowed to eat Truma. If the husband, who's a Yisrael, dies. So if they wouldn't have any children, she goes back to her father's house and she eats Truma. However, now that she has a child from the Yisrael husband, she's still not allowed to eat Truma. If the story continues, and Nisei's a Levi, she goes and she marries a Levi, so now that she's married to a Levi, she can eat Maiser. If the Levi husband dies, but they have a child together, so she's allowed to continue eating Maiser. Of course, she's not allowed to eat Truma, but she has a son from Yisrael. There's no way she's eating Truma. But now that she also has a son from a Levi, so she can eat Maiser. Still not Truma, though. Nisei's a Kayin, if she then goes and marries a Kayin, so now she's Kinyan Kaspa of a Kayin, so Saicha B'Truma, she's allowed to eat Truma. If the kain husband dies, but she had a child with this kain, she could eat truma machmas the son. If the son dies, so now that relationship with the kain is completely severed. She has a child from the Levi and a child from the Israel. So she's not allowed to eat truma, but she could go back to eating meiser. However, once the son from the Levi dies, so now she's not allowed to eat meiser because now this bas kain only has a child from the Yisrael husband. So she still has the ties with those husband, and therefore she can't eat truma or meiser. Meis benami Yisrael, if that son dies, so now she's a bas kain, she's chayzeres lebeis aviyam. She goes back to her father's house, and now she's allowed to eat shuma again. Vazu nemar. On this, the Torah says, Vishavel beisavia kenu reha milachem avia seichel, that she goes back to her father's house, and she could eat from the truma, she could eat milachem avia teichel, she could go back to eating the truma from her father's house. Now, says the Gemara, like we said, going back to the first case of the Mishnah, where you had the Bas Yisrael, who married the Kayin, and they had a child together, and then she married a Levi and had a child, and she married the Yisrael and had a child. So we said that if the Yisrael child dies, and the Levi child dies, and now she goes back to only having a child from the Kayin, she goes back to being able to eat Truma, she goes back to being able to eat Truma Machmas the son. Says the Gemara, the Hajra Achla Mishum Binam Minalan, this that the Benami Levi Taicha Betrum, Mace Benami Levi Taicha Betruma, that when the son from the Levi dies, says the Gemara, this that when the son from the Yisrael, then the son from the Levi dies, she goes back to now just having a son from the Kayin. The Hadra Achla Mishum Binam Minalan, how do we know that she goes back to being able to eat Truma Machmas the son that she had from the Kayin? So says the Gemara, Amar of Abba, Amar Rav, Bas Ubas, from the extra Vav of Ubas Kayin. It could have said bas. The Torah says ubas, the extra vav, the bas kain. Kisi al ishzar. So we darshan from the extra kisi al manu grusha that she goes back to being able to eat truma. The Torah is really, the pasuk is really talking about a bas kain. That if a bas kain marries the Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma. But ubas kain kisi al manu grusha v'zera einla. If her husband, if the Yisrael dies, or they get divorced, and she doesn't have any children from him, so then she goes back to being able to eat truma. So that's talking about the bas kain, but we darshan from the extra vav, that who adin a bas Yisrael who marries a kain. A bas Yisrael who marries a kain in this type of case, so then she goes back to being able to eat truma. The bas Yisrael, she goes back to being able to eat truma, machmas her son. That's what we learn from the extra vav. Now says the Gemara, we're darshaning something from a vav? Kemanker Rabbi Akiva to darsh vav? You mean to tell me that the whole Mishnah is dafka going like Rabbi Akiva who says that we're allowed to darshan vavin? Says the Gemara, no, afilu tamer rabbanon. This drush is true even if either rabbanon who argue in Rabbi Akiva, because kula ubas kray yaseirahu. Ubas kain is totally extra, because we know that we're talking about the bas kain from the context of the pasuk. The previous pasuk starts off, ubas kain kisi al izar. So then just say, kisi al manu grusha. Why do we have to say, ubas kain kisi al manu grusha? The whole word ubas kain is extra. So that, once the word is extra, so then we have the license, even if you're abundant, to darshan, even the extra above, to be referring to this case. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, now going back now to a regular bas kayin. A bas kayin, so when she marries the Yisrael, she has to stop eating truma. But if that relationship ends, and they don't have any children, or they had children, and the child dies, so then she goes back to her father's house. And then she's allowed to eat truma, like the pasuk says, milechem avia soichel. Says the Gemara, the Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that kishi chayzeres, chayzeres l'truma, v'ena chayzeres l'chaze v'shaik. That even though she goes back to being able to eat truma, she's only allowed to eat truma, she's not allowed to go back to eat the kachim, chalakim, the chalakim of the carbon that get given to a kain. Chalakim of that get given to a kain, the chaz and the shaik, that she's not allowed to eat from her father's house. So the shayla is what's the makar? And the Gemara is going to bring five different makaris. Amar Rav Chista. Rav Chista said, Amar Ravina Bar Shila, Maikra, what's the makar? Makar number one, it's because the pasuk says, he, betruma sakadashim l'soichel. It says that when the bas kain is married to a Yisrael, so she's not allowed to eat truma sakadashim. We darshan from there, b'mura min akadashim l'soichel. That she's never, ever going to be allowed to eat again the thing that's separated from the kachim, the chaza and the shaykh. Even though there is a possibility that she'll go back to being able to eat truma, but she'll never be able to eat mura min akadashim. She's never going to be able to eat the chaz and the shaykh. That's makar number one. Rav Nachman Amar Rabba Baravua, second makar, because it says that when she becomes an amana u grusha, she goes back back to her father's house, it says milachem aviyasoichel. We dash it from there, milachem, milachem, v'loy kol lachem. Only some of the lachem, but not all the lachem. Prat l'chaza v'shaik, so it's coming to exclude the chaza and the shaik. Milachem teaches us that there's only certain things that she's able to go back for when she goes back to her father's house. What's that coming to exclude? Says the Gemara is coming to exclude the chaz of a shayik that she doesn't go back for. Ask the Gemara. There's something else that we could say it's referring to. Maska for Rami Bar Chama, ima prat lahafaris nedarim. Maybe what the Torah is coming to exclude is hafaris nedarim, meaning. We know that a woman, a girl, so when she's in her father's house, so the halacha is that her father could be made for her nedarim before she's bas mitzvah. So her father is, before she's a naira, before she's a bageres, so her father could be made for her nedarim. If she makes a neder, her father could just cancel it. Once she's married, so then the husband cancels it. When she's a naira murasa, so then it's the brother, it's the husband and the father, they do it together. But before, otherwise, when a younger girl, before she's married, so it's her father that's made for a nedarim, or if she's married, so then it's her husband that's made for the nedarim. What happens if she's married and then she gets divorced, or if she gets widowed, her husband dies, she goes back to her father's house? Does her father have the ability to be made for a nedarim? Says the Gemara, maybe that's what the Torah is coming to say, that she goes back when she becomes a manu grusha. She goes back milachem aviyasaychel v'loy kol lachem. What does it mean? Not for everything. It means not for her father's nedarim. Maybe that's what the Torah is coming to exclude, that the father is not able to be made for a nedarim. Says the Gemara that can't be the pshat. Amar Rava kvar paska Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, because I already have a drasha for that. It's a drasha from Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, which already teaches us that then it must be milachem is coming to exclude chaz of a shayk, not afaris nedar. The Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel darshint that the pasuk says v'neder amanu grusha yakum aleha, that the neder of an amana and a grusha, so that stays by her. No one could annul. No one could be made for her nedarim. Says the Rabbi Shmuel matam olaymer. What's the chiddush of the pasuk? If she's an amanu grusha, v'aloi maitza michal av u'maitza michal bal. Once she's already out of the father's rishos, so then of course the father cannot be made for her nedarim. And once now she's an amanu grusha, so she's not by her husband anymore, so of course he can't be made for the nedarim. So what's the pasuk even coming to say? Ala hareisha masra av shuchei habal l'shluchei habal v'nez aisha masu shuchei av shuchei habal. It's coming to discuss a case where you have a quasi nisuin, where the father, instead of giving over his daughter to the husband, he gave her hamesha masra av shuchei habal. He gave her over to shluchim of the husband. Aisha masu shuchei av shuchei habal. The father gave her over to shluchim that were then going to bring her over to the shluchei habal. So this is some sort of quasi form of marriage. And then what happened was, when this amloy and this garisha, the husband died. So now is she considered like a real amana grusha? That she became an amana or a grusha on the derech. So hecha ani kaira ba beis avia shalzu, beis vayla shalzu. So I can't call her anymore, though, that she's Nurei Beis Avia, that she's in her father's house. I also can't call her that she's by the husband, because she was Nisalmano and Niskarsha. Eloloi Marlach, it's about this type of case that the Torah is saying, that Kevin Shiyata Sho'achas Mirshus Ha'av Shovein Yachol Lahafer, that now that she already, to a certain extent, left her father's Rishus, there was a Mesira L'chupa, Masra L'shluche Ha'av, or L'shluche Ha'bal, there was some sort of Mesira L'chupa, so that already makes it that now she's out of her father's Rishus. For sure, she's on her husband's Rishus, she was Nesamul in Niskarsha, but already this now takes her out of her husband's rishas and out of her father's rishas, and the father can no longer be made for her nedarim. So Kol Shekein, in the case though where she was Nesamul in Niskarsha from a regular nisua, and of course she does not go back to being in her father's rishas. Once she's married or divorced, her father has no right to be made for her nedarim. So it can't be Milechem is coming to teach me this. This is something I know from Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel. It must be that Milechem is coming to exclude Chaz of a Shaik. Says the Gemara Makar number 3. How do I know she does not allow to eat chaz of a shayk? Rav Safra Amar, milechem aviyasaychel. It says, lelechem she could eat. Lechem could be truma, like if chitin of truma. Milechem aviyasaychel, lechem v'lei basar. She only goes back to eating lechem, to eating truma. She does not go back to eating basar, to eating kachem, to eating the chaz of a shayk. Rav Papa Amar, a fourth Makar, milechem aviyasaychel. So she goes back to eating her father's lechem. Truma is owned by the kain. when a person gives their truma to a kayin, it now becomes the own, it's owned by the kayin. So you could call that lechem aviha, it's the lechem of her father. Lechem akanu lahaviha, prat l'chaz v'shoik, di mishochan kavaya kazachu. As opposed to a carbon, chaz v'shoik, even though it's true, there's certain parts that go to a kayin, the lumdis of it is that really it all goes to Hashem. Just Hashem then invites the kayin to his table, kaviyachol, and he says that you could eat the chaz v'shoik. But it's not really considered mamun a kayin, and therefore when the Torah says that she goes back to eating lechem aviyah, it's talking, it must be talking about truma and not talking about chaza v'shaik, which is not lechem aviyah. V'rava amar, fifth makar, v'as chaza tenufa v'ashaik ha-truma taichlu atu v'nech v'nesecha itach. It says this word itach, that that you go back, that you can eat the chaza when it talks about chaza v'shaik, that the kahanim eat chaza v'shaik. It says you can eat it together with your family, with your sons, with your daughters that are itach, v'zman she itach, only when she's with you. But once she leaves the house, once she gets married, so then she's never allowed to eat chaza v'shaik. So now that's when it comes to a bas kayin who leaves the house, a bas kayin who marries Yisrael. Amar of Adabar Ava, that Tana we learned in the Braisa, that kashi chayzeres lebeis avia, chayzeres lechuma v'ena chayzeres lechaz v'shaik, this halacha that we just mentioned, that when she goes back to being in the beis avia, a bas kayin who leaves the house, a bas kayin who marries Yisrael, so she, when she goes back, when her husband dies or they get divorced, so she goes back to eating chuma, she does not go back to eating chaz v'shaik. However, b'shvil bina, when you have a bas Yisrael who is married to a kayin, a bas Yisrael who is married to a kayin, and she's eating truma machmas the son, because they did, the kayin husband died or they got divorced, but they have a son together. So she's eating truma machmas the son, and then she had the son from a Levi, she had to stop. But then she went back because the son from the Levi died, the case of our Mishnah. So she goes back to eating truma machmas her son when she's chayzeres b'shvil bina. When she goes back to eating truma b'shvil bina, chayzeres af l'chaz v'shaik. Not only is she allowed to eat truma, she's even allowed to eat chaz v'shaik. So that sounds like a big pella. Azra Mordechai, Amr Lishmaitza, Kamidar Vashi, and Amr Nisan, Mehecha Kamis Rabia, Mi Ubas. Wait a second. We said at the top of the Gemara, we said that what's the whole makar that she's Chayzeres Bishvil Bina? What's the makar for this halacha? That's for such a thing, that a Bas Yisrael, who marries a Kain and has a child, and then marries a Levi and has a child, and the son from the Levi dies, that she goes Chayzeres Bishvil Bina, that she goes back to eating Shuma Machmas, her son. It's from the Pasuk, Ubas Kain Kisya Manogusha. It's from the case of the Bas Kayin who leaves the house and then her husband dies and she's Chayzeres Abeis Aviyah. It's from the Bas Kayin who's Chayzeres Abeis Aviyah. That's the home makar that the Bas Yisrael is Chayzeres B'shvil Bina. It's Gufa from the parish of a Bas Kayin who's Chayzeres Abeis Aviyah. So Mi'adifu Lamina, how could she be better than her? The Bas Kayin who's Chayzeres Abeis Aviyah, who marries the Yisrael and then goes back to her father's house, she's not allowed to eat Chaz V'Shaik. That's the makar. It's from that parsha of Ubas Kayin that we have the halacha that a Bas Yisrael who marries a Kayin and has a child and then marries a Levi and has a child and the son from the Levi dies, that she's Chayzeres Lebeis Lebishvil Bina, that's the whole makar, and when she's Chayzeres Bishvil Bina, we're going to say that she's better and she could even eat Chaz V'Shaik. How could you have such a thing? Says the Gemara, it's not a Pella. Hasam Ksivi Miuti, Hachalai Ksivi Miuti. It's from there that we learn the halacha of the concept of Chayzeres. At the end of the day, where, in which parish should you have the miyut that she's not chayzeres lechaz v'shaik? It was dafka by the parish of a bas kayin. It was dafka by a bas kayin who's chayzeres lebeis aviyah. That's where you have the miyut that she doesn't eat chaz v'shaik. By the bas yisrael who's chayzeres b'shvil bina, we don't have such a miyut. So yeah, it comes out very funny. It's a very interesting thing. But l'mayis it's on the kasha, and that's the halacha. That's the din.